February finally behind us. Are you looking forward to the future? Or are you at a point in your life when you're worried about what you're going to do for the rest of your life? Well, we'll talk about that this hour when we talk with the author of the new book, Leap, What Will We Do With the Rest of Our Lives? First, though, I'm going to talk with Cheryl Gasser, Wisconsin Public Radio's Assistant Director of Talk Programming. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy. We are hoping that people will leap to the phone in order to get our guest's book this hour. We'll be talking with Saren Davidson in just a little bit. But the book, Leap, What Will We Do With the Rest of Our Lives, will be coming your way for a pledge of $150 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. We have a goal this hour of $2,000. And we've already raised $120 towards that goal. Won't you be the next call and pick up Sarah's book? We'll be talking to her again in just a few minutes. And you talk about issues like this, Joy, from time to time. You cover politics and education, mm-hmm. but we do a lot of lifestyle things as well. We hear from listeners that they appreciate these conversations. And isn't that worth a pledge of support? 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge online at WPR.org.
And I think you will find Sarah Davidson's story very inspirational. And you might know Sarah Davidson. She was the author of the best-selling novel, Cowboy. She also had the international bestseller, Loose Change. That was about three women growing up in the 60s. And She did a lot. She was a voice of the boomer generation. A lot of people considered her one of the prominent figures of the baby boomer generation. But then she ran into a rough patch, as many of us tend to do from time to time. At the age of 57, she couldn't find work in television anymore. Her children left home. They went to college. She had been divorced, and her current relationship broke up with no explanation. Her partner left her. And she really found herself in the doldrums thinking, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? And, well, the rest is history. Leap, what will we do for the rest of our lives? And you can, in this book here, interviews with nearly 200 people, a lot of well-known people, Gloria Steinem and Carly Simon and Tom Hayden, a lot of prominent baby boomers who talked about how they transitioned from their one-time careers into other careers. 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772. Or WPR.org to make a pledge to support this kind of programming, these types of discussions on Wisconsin Public Radio.
The stories in this book really are inspiring. People who found ways to reinvent themselves and create new, more meaningful lives. And because Wisconsin Public Radio brings meaning to your life, brings lifelong learning. You're educated, you're entertained, you're informed by Wisconsin Public Radio. You hear discussions on Joy's show each weekday morning with guests like Sarah Davidson. What is that worth to you? We're not asking you for a particular amount. It's up to you. But again, if you pledge at the $150 a year or more level, we will send you Sarah Davidson's new book, Leap, along with a member benefit card that will get you 2-for-1 entrees at restaurants all around the state of Wisconsin, as well as 2-for-1 admission to arts and cultural events, another way to bring meaning into your mm-hmm. life. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Working toward a $2,000 goal this hour. As you know, if you've been listening along during this pledge drive, every hour has a goal. It's important to reach these hourly goals in order to make the amount of money we need to make from listeners by the end of the pledge drive. Listeners are the most important part of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget, and we really couldn't do this without you. This is listener-supported radio, and frankly, Cheryl, this pledge drive is winding down, and we need to really have a strong showing of support over these next couple of days in order to make that happen. 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org.
And if you call the phone number, a friendly volunteer will pick it up and ask you who you are, for your address, how much you'd like to contribute. contribute, how you'd like to pay for it. All the information that you give us, we keep private and confidential. You can put it on a credit card. You can put a check in the mail. We can send you a bill. We can set up electronic funds transfer. We want to make it as easy as possible for you to pledge. We give you lots of choices. The most important decision, though, at whatever level you pledge at, is to go to the phone and become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. If you're already a member, if you already contribute through the mail, you are a renewing member to Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you for your support. We couldn't do it without you, but there's definitely room for growth, room for more members. We know, Joy, about 1 in 10 people who listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, listen to Public Radio, pledge their support. And so we want to hear from you now during this 6 o'clock hour. Help us reach that goal, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
I think one reason for that is that not everybody is in a position to make a financial contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio. But I think, Cheryl, the bigger reason for that not everyone who listens contributes is that not everyone who listens realizes that this is listener-supported radio, and that indeed you are the public in public radio, and your contributions are what help pay the bills at Wisconsin Public Radio and help bring this program and all of what you hear to you. Listener support is why we are here. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
1-800-383-9772. That's the number to call. You listen to the program. You enjoy it. You count on Joy each weekday morning to inform you, to bring you top-notch guests. You get a chance to talk with them if you'd like to challenge them, to agree with them, to talk about things like, you know, what to do with the rest of your life. I think we all go through stages like this at some point in our lives. She says it can happen as early as your 30s or 40s, as late as your 70s or 80s. And how to make your life more meaningful during those times, once you've come out of those times. And the stories really are inspiring. I think you'll really enjoy the book. And again, that can be yours for a pledge of $150 a year or more. Break it down monthly, $12.50 a month. We'll also send you the member benefit card, 2-for-1 entrees. That will pay for itself in the course of a year if you use it once or twice a month. Again, the number to call, 800-383-9772, or pledge online, safe and secure at WPR.org.
Cheryl, we have special thank you gifts, like the book by the author that we happen to be talking with during a particular hour. But I really want to hope that you pledge because you value the programming day in and day out. You appreciate the wide variety of guests that you hear on this morning program each and every weekday, from prominent politicians to professors to other authors and experts, people who have something to say, people who may have something to share with you, their expertise, their knowledge on a certain topic. Not only this program, but on Kathleen Dunn's program, on Larry Mueller's program, on Talk of the Nation, on Ben Maron's program, on Gene Faraca's program, every single program, your contribution helps pay for all of what you hear and value on Wisconsin Public Radio. There are real costs in bringing this kind of radio to you. We have the costs of any other a radio station, for that matter, the phones, the call-in line that allows you to participate in the conversation, the telephone bill in order for us to find these guests all over the world.
It adds up.
1-800-383-9772. Help defray the costs and become a supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio. Be someone who helps bring this program to everybody listening. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
You can help us reach that goal. $2,000 is the goal for this hour. We make the goal call by call, pledge by pledge, to help us reach our overall goal for the drive. We want to hear from you this hour. If you haven't become a member yet, if you've been listening all drive long, perhaps you've been listening to pledge drive after pledge drive and have never become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, you thought, they're not talking to me, but we are. We're talking to you. asking for your support, and you'll feel better. You'll feel more. You're already a part of Wisconsin Public Radio's community as a listener. We would love to have you as a listener supporter. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org online.
Cheryl, thanks very much. We're going to get ready to take the leap after we check the weather. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, March the 1st. I'm Joy Cardine, and happy to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And maybe it is time for you to take the leap to that next stage of your life. And maybe, like our guest this hour, you have reached a rough passage in your life. Hers came, as I mentioned, when she was 57. She couldn't find work in the field that she had been oh so successful in, television at that time, writing. Her children left home for college. Her relationship ended, and she had nothing to do, didn't know what she was going to do for the rest of her life. Well, we will talk about how she found out how to take that leap. She wrote about it in Leap, What Will We Do With the Rest of Our Lives? Reflections from the Boomer Generation. 1-800-642-1234 is our toll-free number if you'd like to join the conversation. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Sarah Davidson is a contributing editor of O, the Oprah magazine. She also conducts interviews for the New York Times Magazine, Esquire, Harper's, The Atlantic, and the Los Angeles Times and Rolling Stone. She's the author of several books, including Leap, What Will We Do With the Rest of Our Lives? Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Great to be here.
Yeah, thanks a lot for being here. And I just realized, being March 1st, that this would be, if it were a leap year, it would be February 29th.
Yes, it would.
Yeah. Tell us more. What this rough passage of your life? You called this the Narrows. What is the Narrows?
The Narrows is a time when you feel like you're being stripped of your identity and your worth. As you said, I couldn't find work. My partner left me abruptly. My kids were away at school, and suddenly I was all of my identities. I'd been a writer, a mother, a partner. I wasn't a writer anybody wanted to publish anymore. My partner left me, and my children were in my life on a daily basis. And who was I under all those roles? And more important, why am I still here? I've had deep love. I've put TV shows on the air. I've written best-selling books. I've raised my kids. I could have another 30 years of vibrant health and lust and a desire to be engaged in the world. So why am I here? What is this time about? And I thought, it lasted. It went on for 3 or 4 years. Just every door that I knocked on was slammed in my face. And I didn't, in the Narrows, you are being beaten and thrashed and tumbled. There's nothing to hold on to. It's dark. And you can't see your way out. You're in a transition where you have no idea how you're ever going to find your way to sunlight.
Yeah.
And I thought this was my own private misery. But when I, maybe it was all the bad stuff happening to me at once after a life that had been kind of lucky and as lives go, I'd had a great one. And suddenly I felt I was paying the price. But when I looked around, Joy, I found that large numbers of people were going through similar transitions. So I set out to interview more than 200 people about this time of life, because this is a life phase that didn't exist several generations ago. It's basically after 50 and before 80 or 85, when you've made a mark in a field, you've raised your kids, but you're not ready to go out to pasture. Mm. This is unprecedented. Never before in history have so many people reached this age in such great shape, both physically and at the peak of their game. And yet it's a time when society is saying it's time for you to move on down the conveyor belt. So in these interviews with people who were famous, not famous, living in cities, living in the country, I found that everybody, no matter how much money or fame you have or don't have, has to go through this narrows.
Yeah.
And everybody finds their own way out. That's the good news.
Yeah. And you did talk to a number of prominent people. Tell us about Carly Simon's story.
Carly and I had been friends in our 20s when we both lived in New York, and then we'd fallen out of touch. But I heard that she had hit some rough times. She was diagnosed with breast cancer and had a mastectomy and chemo at the same time that her record company was dropping her. And she and her husband were drifting apart, and her kids were off on their own. And the rent in her New York apartment was tripled, and she couldn't afford to stay there anymore. You know, we all think people mm-hmm. like rock stars have enough money to do anything they want. But she was forced out of her apartment and went to live on Martha's Vineyard, an island off the coast of Massachusetts, where she'd had a summer home and that she'd always gone to with her family since she was little. And in the wintertime, it was deserted, it was gray, and she said, "I felt discarded like a dog, and I was depressed from the drugs I was taking, and I was fighting for my life, and I was fighting to maintain some kind of self-respect." That's the worst part. When the world turns against you, the danger is that you're going to start to feel that you're worthless. And that's the work of this time. So what she did, what Carly Simon did that I write about in Leap, is she set up a recording studio in her daughter's old bedroom. She had all these machines installed, and she learned how to do her own engineering. And with nobody around, no record company executive to say, it's not commercial, it won't sell, she would stay up all night. She says, "I was doing what I did when I was 19. I was just making music to please myself. That was the only star I could follow."
Mm-hmm. And she ended up back on the Billboard charts, too, didn't she?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The music she was creating in her daughter's bedroom became the bedroom tapes. And later she did an album called Moonlight Serenade that came out at number 10 on the charts.
Yeah.
But she knows, as we all know, that time is moving on. And she told me, "I want to learn how to walk down the ladder gracefully."
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. We have to learn how to do that. We have to realize that we need to walk down the ladder.
Well, that's the first thing. Mm-hmm. You know, when I heard her say that, I thought, what a gorgeous image. You know, there's Carly, so statuesque and lovely and warm and entertaining. And I could just see her walking down this beautiful staircase.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, my whole orientation all my life has been up, mm-hmm. climbing. My eyes are on the sky, and the idea of walking down feels so radical to me. It's like turning a freight train around. And yet I thought, you know, as you said, Joy, the first step in learning to do this is understanding that there is a time to start walking down, and it doesn't have to be a depressing time. There's all kinds of treasures on the other side of that mountain.
Yeah, and this this passage, though, or this eventual leap into the next phase of our lives is going to be very different for everybody.
Everybody finds their own unique way through. As I said, there's no models because mm-hmm. we're the first generation whose job it is to figure out what to do with this period of time. So we're all kind of feeling our way and talking to each other and figuring out what is our guiding star and what is our purpose and what's going to give us meaning and make us feel most alive and that our time here has mattered.
You know what, I don't know if it's my guiding star yet, but it's the question that someone posed to you that I think put the light bulb on for you.
The
professor or someone who asked you, if the world were going to end in 2 days, what would you do?
And let's ask all of the listeners to mm-hmm. imagine this too. If you knew the world was ending in 2 days, what would you do? A history high school teacher asked me this when I was saying, I don't know what I'm supposed to do for the next 30 years. And when he said, okay, if you had 2 days left, what would you do? Without hesitating, I said, take notes.
Yeah.
Because I love reporting and writing. And if the world's ending, I want to write that story. And I don't care if nobody ever reads it because it's the reporting and writing that makes me feel most alive and that I'm using all the tools in my toolkit for the most effective purpose. And this was a real turning point for me because up to that point, as I said, I'd come to a dead end in my career where after 25 years of writing hit TV shows, nobody would even have a meeting with me, and my agent fired me. So I thought, okay, I'll go back to journalism. It's what I did when I got out of college, and I love it. But the cast had changed all the magazines I'd worked for, and they didn't return my call.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried getting a radio show together, a magazine column, a newspaper column. Nothing was flying. And when this person said, what would you do? And I said, take notes. I thought, I have a passion. I have something that's the fire at the center of my life. What I need to do is shift from writing for a purpose, in other words, getting published, getting paid, getting recognition, whatever, to writing for the joy and challenge of the pursuit.
Yeah.
And frankly, at this time, that's the only reason to do anything, because you love doing it.
So, listeners, what's your passion? What would you do if you knew the world was going to end in 2 days? How might you incorporate the answer into your leap? We are talking with Sarah Davidson, author of Leap, What Will We Do With the Rest of Our Lives? Reflections from the Boomer Generation. We will invite your calls to be a part of the discussion after we check the news. But let me remind you that this is our winter membership drive, and we are also looking for your calls with pledges of support. A pledge is a contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio, listener-supported radio, and the number to call to make a pledge is 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. A pledge of $150 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio gets you Leap, the book by our guest. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:36 on this Thursday, March the 1st. And I'm looking forward to the rest of our interview, our time with Sarah Davidson, author of the new book, brand new book, Leap, What Will We Do With the Rest of Our Lives? Reflections from the Boomer Generation. I mentioned that Sarah Davidson had a successful career as a writer and in television. I don't think I really gave you a good indication, though, that she created two TV drama series, Jack and Mike and Heartbeat. She also was co-executive producer of Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. She wrote hundreds of hours of drama episodes, movies, miniseries, was nominated for a Golden Globe. But then in about 2000, things began to unravel. Her children left home for college. Her partner left her. She couldn't find work anymore in television. No one would even have a meeting with her. She said her agent fired her, and things were looking pretty down. She was in the narrows, as she calls it, and didn't know what to do for the rest of her life. Well, according to the New York Times this morning, she wrote her own sequel with Leap, What Will We Do For the Rest of Our Lives? And we invite you to call in and talk with her and answer that question that I posed before the news. If the world were to end in 2 days, what would you do? What's really important to you? What's your passion? 1-800-642-1234. That's our toll-free number to join in the conversation or to ask a question of Sarah Davidson. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. 263-1890. And Sarah Davidson, that's right, I just was handed today's New York Times, where you're featured in there with the headline, Writing Her Own Sequel. So, hey, you got out of those narrows.
Yes, but it took 4 or 5 years. And I just want to mention that, you know, when you're in the dark like that and you're depressed and feel, you know, what I kept hearing was, when in disgrace with fortune and men's eyes, that's the beginning of a Shakespeare sonnet. That's what I felt. I was in disgrace with the world. You can't really see outside of, you know, the little perimeter that you're in. And I knew at the time that, you know, I was fortunate, because when you consider, you know, the suffering that's going on in the world and wars and disease, you know, my problems would be a luxury to people who were facing, you know, the loss of loved ones and disaster in their country. But when you're feeling depressed and down, it doesn't help to understand that other people have it worse and that you really are in a pretty fortunate position, because then you get down on yourself for feeling bad and you think, how dare I feel black and despairing when actually I have a roof over my head and I have health insurance. Yeah. But the fact is, that's one of the qualities of this time, is that you just can't see. It's like Sylvia Plath said in The Bell Jar, it's like there's this glass enclosure over you and the air is stale in it and you can't see beyond that that glass enclosure. That's what it was like in the Narrows, and it went on and on. And there was a moment when I thought, I'm never going to feel good again. This is just going on so long. I guess I wish it were over. But it did. It did shift. That's the wonderful thing about life, is that the one thing you can be sure of is that everything will change.
Yeah. And you now are in, you packed up from Hollywood and you went to Boulder, Colorado. So that's, and decided not to go back.
Yes. Mm. I knew my life in L.A. was over and there was nothing to keep me there. You know, usually there's very few times in your life when you can or even want to pull up and move to a whole different state or region or even country. And this was one of those times. I didn't have kids in school. I didn't have a job. I didn't have a relationship. I could have lived anywhere. So I thought, well, let's move. And I sort of think of it like repotting a plant. You know, even if you just move to a new neighborhood, you're giving yourself new soil. And, you know, your roots can kind of grow and put out new shoots. And it's a wonderful thing to do. And if it doesn't work out, you can change course and go somewhere else. But the act of moving, it kind of, all your senses start firing at once. You start to notice every detail in your new environment. And it's kind of a new air to breathe. But I didn't know where to go, because I didn't want to go back someplace where I'd already lived. That would be repeating myself, and mm-hmm. I didn't want to do that. And I'd always lived on the coast in big cities, and there was no reason for me to go to any place particularly. And I was kind of just, marking time, waiting for something to pull me or call me or speak to me. And I actually got an intuition. I was listening to music one night, and the word Boulder came to me. I'd never been in Boulder, Colorado. I didn't know anybody there. But I went on the internet, and I saw that it has 300 days of sunshine a year. It's a very sunny climate, even though there's snow.
Yeah, you don't think of that. Yeah.
No, mm-hmm. And I need sun. I would not do well in a rainy place like the Northwest. And also, it's nestled in the Rocky Mountains, gorgeous scenery, wonderful hiking trails, winter sports, summer sports, and, you know, I don't want to live on an island. I want, you know, movies, books, music, good restaurants, and because it's a college town, kind of like I guess Madison is,
mm-hmm.
there is lots of stimulation. So I went to look around, just check it out. And, you know, have you ever had, you know, an intuition, something that wasn't a mental thing, but it's just a feeling that you ought to do something?
Yes,
And when you follow it, how do you know that it's a real piece of wisdom or inner guidance, and or whether it's just a random thought? You know, there's so many thoughts that come to us. But when you have an mm-hmm. intuition and you start to follow it, if you run into roadblocks, you know, it's probably not meant to be. But
yeah.
If doors open and suddenly everything just flows, you know, maybe it is a piece of inner guidance. And that's what it was like for me. I found a job teaching at the university for a semester. I rented a lovely house on the most beautiful street in town, a Victorian historic neighborhood, at a reasonable rent for a short term. It was furnished. And everybody said, my God, how did you get that? It just seemed like everything was opening up. And I met people. I got names of friends And within 3 months, I had more deep friends that I really connected with in Colorado than I had in Los Angeles after living there for 30 years.
Yeah, let me get a caller in. Ralph in Madison. Hi, Ralph.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
You hear me okay?
Yes, please go ahead.
Beginning to believe in serendipity or guardian angels. I just, you know, I'm driving to work. I'm a high school teacher. And I'm listening to your program, and I'm saying, oh, my God, this is what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
have been in the computer industry for many years. I'm originally from New York. I've been in Wisconsin 10 years. And about 3 years ago, went through a bad divorce. My ex-wife moved back to New York. I have a daughter pretty in college who's going to, she's in her last, well, next to last year. And but I'm pretty alone right now. And I'm trying to figure out, I've been very good at planning. I've planned phases of my life. I've done everything I needed to do. But there's a kind of a void right now. I don't see myself doing this for another 10 years. And I'm trying to reset my vision, and I'm having great difficulty. I'm pretty open right now. I mean, I can move to Europe. I could teach overseas, possibly. There are a lot of things I could do, but how do I reassess everything? Like, for example, this morning, this whole program, I was thinking about it last night, what's the next phase? What am I going to do? There isn't a significant other in my life right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty open.
So did the question, what if the world were to end in 2 days, what would you do? Provide any insight to you?
Yes. You know what I was thinking about while I was listening to the program is I'd like to help others. And it sounds kind of corny in a way, but, like really have an impact and make life better for as many people as possible in 2 days. That's a strong motivation for me.
You have any more insight for him, Sarah Davidson?
Oh, boy. I'm so glad you called, because everything you're saying, I just have a million things I want to tell you, and I hope you'll pick up Leap. And by the way, if you go to www.sarahdavidson.com, if you buy it through my website, you get a free workbook that will give you all sorts of exercises and quizzes to help you figure out what's right and authentic for you. And I think the fact that what came to you is if you had 2 days left, you'd want to help other people in those 2 days. That is such important information. That's, that's your guiding star. That's what's most meaningful to you. So, you mentioned that you'd always planned your life. This is a time when we can't plan. It doesn't work. Because everything is so unexpected. This is a time, really, that we have to kind of surrender and listen and wait. And it's really hard to do when you're an active, assertive person who's used to planning things. I had to give myself permission to do nothing for a while, to understand that I was like a field in winter that was fallow. And nothing was growing above the ground, and I couldn't make it grow because it isn't the season to do that. But under the ground, roots are forming and things are happening, and you can't see it and you can't feel it yet, but things are happening, and I had to accept that. So this is when you have this information that you want to help people, there's so many ways to help people. If you read Leap, I write about people who, a man who was in Houston, and he sold his company in his 50s, and he was floundering around, and he saw on the news a trainload of refugees in Bosnia and who were streaming over the border with nothing. All they had was the clothes on their back. And the announcer said that there were no institutions or structures in place to help them. These thousands and thousands of people were going to arrive over the border when there was nothing there, not even any water. And he turned to his friends and he said, I'm going there.
Wow. And, this unfortunately will be where we have to leave it because we're out of time for the program. But I think it's a good place to leave it because you can get that inspiration just from seeing a news show. Yeah. Thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sarah Davidson, author of Leap, What Will We Do with the Rest of Our Lives? Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network about 11 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Thursday, March the 1st. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we'll talk about the fascination, the appeal of crossword puzzles. We'll talk with the co-creator of the hit documentary Wordplay coming up after 7. Joining me now is Wisconsin Public Radio's Assistant Director of Talk Programming, Cheryl Gasser. And Cheryl, $500 raised toward a $2,000 goal this hour. So that's a very good start, but we need your help, your pledge, your contribution to help us reach that goal. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And a pledge of any amount is welcome. It's completely up to you, but for $150 a year or more, that's $12.50 a month, we will be happy to send you, if you'd like it, Sarah Davidson's new book, Leap, What Will We Do With the Rest of Our Lives, as well as the member benefit card, giving you two-for-one entrees at over 250 restaurants around Wisconsin. And speaking of passions, this hour she talked a lot about, you know, figuring out what your passions are. Maybe the symphony or the opera or theater or botanical gardens, museums are your passions. And the member benefit card will also get you two-for-one admission to events like that around the state of Wisconsin. Again, for a pledge of $150 a year or more, WPR.org. You can pledge online. Or if you'd like to talk with a volunteer, 1-800-383-9772.
I want to thank John and Rochelt, who actually called in a pledge yesterday. He thinks Wisconsin Public Radio is great, and he greatly appreciated yesterday's show, Cheryl, on the Dixie Chicks. And that's very nice. Thank you very much, John. And I bring this up because the Dixie Chicks, another example of maybe someone who went through the Narrows and hit a rough passage in their career and were sort of reborn, and they did leap to the next stage of their career. Sarah Davidson, as we've been hearing, a very successful person in television and as a writer who all of a sudden nobody wanted to hear from her anymore. And she found out how to make that transition in Leap. And you can read about Tom Hayden and Carly Simon and lots of other famous people and not so famous people, how they made their decision on how to leap to the next stage of their lives. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Please make a pledge to help us reach our goal of $2,000. And pick up these great thank you gifts this hour.
We have been talking this hour about making choices that make our lives more meaningful. The specifics will be different for each one of us, but the themes that we all share include wanting to stay connected to our community, to continue learning, to stay passionate about the things that we care about. And Wisconsin Public Radio and Joy's program help you do all of that and more. So what is that worth to you? It's worth a pledge of support. You decide the amount. But make the pledge now, either online at WPR.org or on the phone with a volunteer who will take your information down. The number 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772. We have a goal of $2,000, and we seem to be sort of stuck at that $500 mark. It's great to have that money, that those members become supporters of Wisconsin Public Radio, but we want to reach that goal because we want to do our part hour by hour, call by call, to reach the overall goal for the drive. You can help us do that.
William in Wausau helped us do that, and thank you very much, William, for your pledge this hour, who said, at this stage in my life, I'm going to be retiring in 2 months, so I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to be when I grow up. I think this book will be very useful. I bet you it will be, William. Thank you for your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio. That's what helps pay the bills at Wisconsin Public Radio. Your support, listener support, is the most important part of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget. It helps pay for this service that you're listening to right now. It pays for the programming that you value, and it also gets you this hour, Leap, What Will We Do With the Rest of Our Lives, for a $150 a year pledge or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge on the web at WPR.org.
And hey, if you'd like to leap onto a boat with Joy Cardine and Larry Mueller, Gene Ferrara, I'll be there as well. This is a cruise on Lake Monona in Madison on Saturday, the 30th of June. And we will be sending you two tickets to this event if you would pledge $100 a month, $100,000. $1,200 a year. Thanks, Joy. Sorry, early in the morning. So $1,200 a year will get you two tickets to this event. The tickets are limited, and we know that we've sold quite a few of them so far. We would love to see you there. There'll be a late lunch. There'll be some drinks. There'll be some Wisconsin Public Radio trivia. We will dock and take a short walk over to Larry Mueller's house, where his wife, Renee, a pastry chef, will have some wonderful desserts for us. It'll be a great event. We would love to see you there. And again, yours for a pledge, two tickets for a pledge of $100 a month or more to 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org.
Yeah, and maybe we can get Larry to leap into Lake Monona. We will see. That is, I hope you can join us for that special event on Saturday, June the 30th, $100 a month, generous contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio. We'd love to say thank you by having you on the cruise. Two tickets to the cruise for that $1,200 contribution. 1-800-383-9772. But pledges of all amounts, any amount, welcome right now at 1-800-383-9772.
Because Wisconsin Public Radio is one of your passions, for all that you learn, for the information, the education, the entertainment, the chance to talk with guests like Sarah Davidson, like your representatives in Congress and at the state level, experts at the top of their field day after day, 3 hours a day on Joy's show alone, not to mention Kathleen Dunn and Larry Mueller, Gene Faraca, Ben Marins. What is that worth to you? Pledge your support for Wisconsin Public Radio. Do it now, 1-800-383-9772. Pledge online at WPR.org.
Ken in Madison called in a pledge. He says he's a brand new member to Wisconsin Public Radio, a first-time pledger.
Yay.
Thank you, Ken. Just moved to Madison a few months ago. Really enjoy your programming. Ken, thanks a lot for calling in a pledge. And Ken, just in the area for a few months and really values what he hears, able to and motivated to make that pledge this morning. How about you? 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
We have raised $800 toward that $2,000 goal. Still a way to go, but you can do it. Your call can make the difference because you frequently hear questions on Joy's show that get you thinking, whether it's a question like, how would you spend your time if the world were to end in 2 days, or who do you want to see run for president? We get you thinking. Joiner guests make you think, they challenge, they inform you. For all that you've learned, make a pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio. Your call could make the difference. Your call will make the difference. 1-800-383-9772. And if you're online, you can pledge there as well, WPR.org.
Yeah, Sarah Davidson's answer to that question when it was posed to her was, I'd take notes. And that's what that's what led her to this new transition. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. $950 raised toward that $2,000 goal. Just a couple of more minutes left in the hour. Your call could help us reach that goal. I hope even go over that goal so we can stay on track during this winter membership drive and be strong with listener support from listeners like you. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Just a few minutes left during this hour to pick up Sarah Davidson's book, Leap, What Will You Do With the Rest? What Will We Do With the Rest of Our Lives? Again, yours for a pledge of $12.50 a month or more. 1-800-383-9772. We're within $800 of our goal. Your call will make a difference. Pledge online. It will be tallied immediately, WPR.org. Love to hear from new members, love to hear from renewing members and existing members, perhaps who want Sarah Davidson's book this hour for $150 a year or more.
Call in now, just less than a minute for you to call in. Actually, you can call in through the news, but less than a minute for me to ask you to please make that call at 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. We have just about $1,300 raised toward that $2,000 goal. Your pledge of $150 a year or more could indeed make the difference this hour. Leap, What Will We Do With the Rest of Our Lives? Yours as our thank you for a pledge of $150 a year or more. Thanks, Cheryl. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.